It is Sunday, May 19th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And on this Sunday morning, we welcome Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, into our studio.
Good morning. You know how much I hate getting up, right?
Yeah.
I am so excited about this story.
Okay.
I could have been here 2 hours ago.
You would have been waiting outside a locked door,
yes,
but
yes,
go ahead.
I would have. But this is an incredibly cool story. Okay, what do you think of when you think of the Art Center of the Ozarks?
I think of the greatest Christmas pageant ever. Okay. I think of an art gallery. I think of those little stars that lead you into the front door.
I think Springdale.
Okay, those are all good thoughts. What if I told you that they are going to do something that brings together a whole bunch of different kinds of art that, to the best of my knowledge, has never been done in Northwest Arkansas before?
That's exciting.
Eve Smith, who is their visual arts director, and Case DeGario.
Oh, I know what you're about to talk about.
This
come
is
up
food.
With this plan.
Mm-hmm. You know I like food.
I do.
This is food and visual arts and spoken word.
Music.
And music. And let's see, there's one more. Acting.
Mm-hmm.
All and film.
And paired up.
And all paired up. What they've done is come up with this partnership idea where a chef pairs up with an artist. Some of the artists are Brian Hembree and Threepenny Acre, and Jason Sewell, who's a performance artist, and Houston Hughes, who's a spoken word artist. And they're going to pair up with chefs and come up with a shared concept for a dish and a piece of art.
Oh, this totally sounds right up my alley.
Oh, it does.
Awesome. So in August, the restaurants will have these dishes on their menu. That piece of art does not exist unless you order it.
Gotcha.
Eve Smith was very adamant. You do not make this unless somebody orders it.
Oh, wow.
Because that's part of the
process.
Art.
Right.
Now, we're trying to convince her that photos should be taken of that art.
I think so.
So it can hang in the gallery in September next to the art that's created.
Right.
And then, like, if Jason Sewell does a performance, they'll film that, and that'll be available to see. And the whole thing's going to be filmed by a student filmmaker who will then try to put something together, like the Iconoclast show on Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this will take 2 months. You can eat it in August, see it in September. It's going to be really cool.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the last time somebody came up with something that exciting. So it's going to be really amazing. And you can find out more at the Art Center of the Ozarks.
Yes.
And this afternoon, speaking of art, there's a lecture by Peter John Brownlee, who is Associate Curator for the Terra Foundation for American Art and Curator of the exhibit American Encounters, Genre Painting in Everyday Life at 3 o'clock at Crystal Bridges. It's free for members and $10 for non-members.
Sounds like a lot of fun as well.
And, of course, the Block Street Block Party will be going on all afternoon.
Into the early evening hours, correct?
With music. I know Shaky Bugs is going to be there, and I can't remember who else, but all kinds of music.
Lots of music, all up and down the street, inside and outside,
I bet it's even longer and wider than it was last year, the second year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On Block Avenue.
On Block Avenue in Fayetteville, and thank you for saying Avenue. It's one of those things that makes me twitch.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.